So as I was saying before, tonight's topic is, you think you knew somebody, even if you've known them for a long time, but then you realize maybe you didn't really know that person so well at all. Can you relate? I mean, I think everybody has a relationship that they've been in for a long, long time. Maybe it's someone you're in your family, or it's a very good friend you went to school with, somebody you were roommates with in college. And in my particular case, it's a guy I've been doing a radio show with for about 48 years now. Has it been 48 years yet, Robbie?
It's getting close. It's getting close. I was hoping you were going to sabotage me and then fire me, and then that would be the end of this misery.
Well, we might be getting there. I thought I got to kill this music. This is too heavy.
Oh, boy.
I thought I knew Rob.
Uh-huh.
Rob and I have known each other for a long, long, long time, and we've not only been doing the radio show once a week now for 48 years, but we go drinking together, we play music together, we hang out, we run with the same friends, we even got married once. So I thought I knew Rob, but apparently I don't quite know Rob well as I should, because I'll tell you what happened.
Mm.
Over the weekend...
Yes.
I tried to call Rob because I saw something on the internet I wanted to tell him about.
Yes.
So I dialed Rob's phone number. I dialed her, phone rang, and one of Rob's roommates answered the phone.
Okay.
And I said, hello, is Robbie there? Okay. And this roommate of Rob's, this was Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, and your roommate says, oh, Rob's not here. He's at the cat show.
Fourth year in a row.
Hold on. And I said, what do you mean Rob's at the cat show? I know Rob, and he's not going to any... sissy cat show. He's a manly man. He's not a sissy man. And Rob's roommate says, this is the third year he's gone to the cat show. He took our cat. And I said, what? I said, you might as well have just told me that Rob is trying on his mother's clothes and painting his nails. Because real men don't go to cat shows. So that's why tonight I've chosen a new theme song. And we're playing all cat songs tonight. And Rob is going to tell us all about the cat show. Because I've never been to a cat show before. By the way, it'd be like going to a gay bar. You couldn't catch me dead in a gay bar. And you wouldn't catch me dead at a cat show.
First of all, I'll tell you about the first one we went to.
Why do you go to a cat show?
It was at...
You're a beer drinking man.
This is the fifth. The first fifth year. The first time it was...
Oh, hold on. You know what time it is, Rob?
No, what time is it, Chris?
Where'd the dog go? Where'd the dog? Usually we have a dog when it's time to say the time.
Aww.
Where'd that cat come from?
Aww.
Well, it's 10 minutes after 10, according to Greenwich, the mean cat.
Mean time cat?
Yeah.
Take a meow out of time.
Isn't that gay?
So 5 years ago, they had it in one of the big rooms at the convention center upstairs, and they had the Friskies stunt cats.
The Frisky stunt cats. What are the I hate to ask what the Frisky stunt cats are.
They were cats that did tricks.
What kind of tricks?
Well, mostly cat stuff.
Rob, I'm so disappointed.
They also had the Fancy Feast. Persian was there. He was very excited to be there.
When did you get interested in cat shows?
Well, I got two myself. And, you know, there's four total at the house.
Well, what do you got so many cats for? You're not an old lady.
And then... But then they have a cat show, and they pick these cats up, and they're so weird looking, some of them. You know, they got those crazy Egyptian cats with no hair.
Do they have some of those shaved cats?
They got the shaved cats with no hair. They got the cats that are just huge balls of puff. And you got the most interesting people in the world primping and preening over these cats.
You mean this is like that dog show movie, Best in Show?
It is, but these
This is the cat version of Best in Show.
They're not dogs, they're cats. And, you know, the dogs seem to care. These cats are cats.
They just want to be somewhere else.
They just want to be left alone.
They want to go hunt snakes.
And they hold the cats up. They put the hand in front of their back paws and in front of their front paws, and they hold them up, and they flip them around, and they talk about the space between their ears. And it's a cat. What the hell are you talking about?
When did you get interested in cat shows?
And then the second year we went, it was the same as the first year. Then they had it at Paul Brown Stadium because they ran out of room at the convention center because of the construction. Then these last 2 years, it's been in a smaller room at the convention center.
Really?
But, yeah, the Cincinnati Cat Club puts it on every year.
Are you a member of the Cincinnati Cat Club?
No, I'm not a member of the Cincinnati Cat Club, but I do show up to their national cat show every year, the convention center.
Do you pay to get in?
$5.
All right, if anybody in the listening audience would like to call in and ask Rob, who appears to be a cat expert, any cat questions, or if you want to talk about your cat or someone else's cat, or just ask him about his cats, we would love to take your phone calls here at 513-749-1444.
There's
That's 749-1444 for Rob the Cat Lover.
Every fourth man is wearing a toupee.
Are they all gay?
I don't know. Every woman though is wearing a novelty t-shirt. Uh-huh. Something about their cat. You know, mm-hmm. it's
how much of it is double entendre?
None. No, they're serious, dude. They're not.
There's no double entendre going
like,
here.
You know when you go to Graceland and half the people are there like to have the kitschy, kicky kind of, it's funny kind of thing.
And then the other half are like dead set Elvis aficionados.
These people are the dead set Elvis aficionados.
99.9% of them, huh?
Yeah, they are. There's no, you know, dub plays on the other.
Why do I get the feeling that you're one of those people, too? Why do I get the feeling that when you're doing the radio show and when you're out with your friends and when you're at your day job, you're Mr. Manly Man, mm-hmm. I'm Rob, I don't take no hell from nobody, I watch basketball, I drink beer, but why do I think when you're at home, you're wearing a skirt and you're petting your cat and calling it Little Boo Boo?
Well, if only...
Hey, Little Boo Boo, and you put little bows in his hair and stuff.
If only they would have had the Don't Tell Me What Kind of Day to Have shirt. You know the one where the cat's like all wet? And he looks mean, and he says, "Don't tell me what kind of day to have." You've seen that poster?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had that T-shirt, but they didn't have it in triple XL.
They didn't have one for you?
No, they didn't have one for me.
Were you the biggest guy at the cat show, or are there just some huge dudes with tiny little cats?
Dude, there's some freaks. There's some freaks. There's mean cripple people.
Mean cripple people at the cat show? You know, I always wanted to go to the Demolition Derby with you. You know, every year, every summer, you come in here and you tell me about the Demolition Derby. And every year I say I want to go with you because I've never been to a Demolition Derby. Now you're in here telling me you went to a cat show, and you're telling me I should go, and I'm on the fence.
There's a disabled individual who shows up, and it's in the finals. We've been watching these cats.
The finals. You were there for the finals?
Well, of the breed. There's breeds. There's colors.
Did Lady B go with you?
There's all kinds of stuff.
And you took Lady B with you?
Yes. Okay. And we're there. And we've been sitting there for 20 minutes with a little niece that we took who was like 4 or 5.
You took your niece?
So she's 4 or 5.
Does she love cats?
She's having a good time. And we're sitting there and we're watching. They're getting ready to announce the winners of this particular pack of 10.
Now, do they do like at the dog show and walk the cat around on a leash in a big circle?
No, they pull them out of the cage. They
squeeze them and hold them up.
They wave a feather in front of them so the cats, you know, show that they're alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wave a feather in front of them, and then they talk about the space between their ears and the shape of their mouth and their haunches.
Their haunches. Can you say that on the radio?
They got nice haunches. Ooh, look at this cat's got lovely haunches.
What's a haunch?
I think it's like a hip.
Like a hip?
Yeah.
It's a haunch.
Rump, yeah. Or shoulders, too. Nice haunches. Oh, look at the lovely...
Shoulders and hips.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
So this guy shows up in his wheelchair.
Uh-huh. This is the mean crippled guy you're talking about.
He says, "Put me in the hall."
So what?
Put me in the hole.
Put me in the hole.
And he's talking about a space between my niece and the end of the table where the cats are.
Mm.
And he's telling this person pushing him, "Put me in the hole." So, bam! Right into the table. All the cat cages wiggle. Ah! There's a gasp from the audience as people start to leap towards the cages to save them. And then when it was over with, he said, "Get me the hell out of here. I need a cigarette."
Boy, what a nice guy at a cat show.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about cats and cat shows, I think of the little old lady down the street that's got 45 of them, and her apartment or house is a health hazard.
Well, now they have a cat agility training.
What's cat agility?
You know,
you
how
mean,
the,
like you jumping through hoops.
You know,
stuff?
The dogs will jump through hoops, and the dogs will go through the wires, and the dogs will jump over hurdles, and the dogs will go through tunnels, and the dogs will climb a ladder. Dog will do whatever you ask it to do. Cat agility consists of a woman waving a cat toy on the end of a fishing pole.
Oh my god!
Like catnip,
right?
And then the cat laying on its back, licking its leg.
That's it.
That's cat agility. Dog agility is a border collar at the speed of light ripping through an obstacle course, and cat agility is a cat laying on its back, licking itself, washing its ears, while a human goes crazy, going, "Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here," waving a piece of catnip in front of it. So yeah, the Cat Show. If you've never been, it's pretty cool.
Are you going to go next year?
You know, you go some 4 or 5 years in a row, and it's not as it's great. It's fun. I don't know. We probably will. I've been 5 years in a row. Why would I stop now?
It's 17 minutes after 10. Here on WAIF. You know, we got to bring the dog
back. That sounded like a tabby to me.
That sounded like a little cat.
That sounded like a Norwegian forest cat.
Now, before you had this current girlfriend that you have, were you a big cat freak?
I had a cat as a kid, yes, growing up.
So you've always loved cats.
I had Frisky the cat when I was growing up.
You named him Frisky.
As a seven-year-old, I didn't know you had options. I said, what's a name for a cat? And either my mom or dad said, you can call a cat Frisky. And so I did. I went with the first choice. And then when I was 15, I had Kate. Kate ran away.
Listen to this cat.
That sounds like Kate eating a bird. I know you can't find it in your heart to love any other of God's creatures.
Not cats.
Or dogs.
Cats are ridiculous.
People. We know that in that black, soulless, hard thing that you call a heart, that there's not space in there for the love of a little furry friend. What is that? A farting cat?
It's a little meowing cat.
That's a meow? Mm-hmm. That's a person, dude.
That's a cat.
Meow.
That's a cat.
Yeah, you like that?
Dude, I got four cats. None of them ever sound like that.
What are the names of your four cats?
Would you like to hear the names?
Yeah. Hit me.
There's Oscar.
Okay.
Because he's a big sloppy cat. Like Oscar Madison.
Oscar the cat. Oscar. And you have Felix the cat, too?
No, Rocky is his twin brother. Okay. But they don't really look that much alike, but they're both real fat.
Mm-hmm.
There's Oscar and Rocky, and then there's Scar, because Scar chewed on an electrical wire and messed up her lip. And she kind of looks like Scar from the Jungle Book. Or not the Jungle, the Pumbaa the Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
Her mouth kind of looks like Scar the lion from the Lion Kings.
Okay.
And then there's Splash.
Splash, I like that.
It was
that.
All white.
Aw. What's your favorite cat song of all time? You know, like a song about a cat? What's your favorite cat song?
My favorite cat song? It's got to be by the Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent, with Cat Scratch Fever. Crank it up. Rip off the knob. WAIF.
Yeah!
It's Chris and Rob.
All right, so you got any more stories from the cat show?
Just it's a wonderful time. It's fun for kids of all ages. Everyone has a great time at the cat show. They always have it around this time of the year, so the theme is always Mardi Gras.
Oh, so it's a Mardi Gras cat
so
theme.
When they give out ribbons to the cats, they give out
purple and green ribbons.
Bingo. Purple and green ribbons.
Do they have like a cat Mardi Gras parade?
The cats don't parade. The cats don't dance. The cats.
Well, you said
don't.
That they had like the amazing whiskers or whatever.
They used to. They have the Frisky's brought the Frisky stunt team in.
Yeah, now tell me more about this Frisky stunt team.
Well, they would take a clicker. You've seen training clickers. Click, 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 click,
right.
Click, 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 click. And now, have you seen trained dog acts before?
Sure. Who hasn't? Okay. Everyone loves a trained dog.
Sometimes you can train a dog, and the only thing that you have to do is scratch it behind its ears and say, "Well, you're a good boy. You're such a good boy. You're such a good boy. Yeah, you're such a good boy." And the dog will respond to that, and that's all you need to do. You don't actually need to feed it. A cat doesn't care if you think it's a good cat. So this whole notion of praise, so you can use praise on a dog. Oh, good boy. Give me your paw. Oh, you're a good boy. You're
That crap doesn't work with a cat, does it?
Cats, where's the food? Where's the food? There's the food. Okay, there's the food. Okay, here's the paw.
Mm-hmm.
The cat wants to see the food, and then we'll do the trick.
Right.
That crap about just, you know, yelling sit from across the room to a cat, he ain't going to do it.
Now, do your four cats, Rocky and
Oscar,
and Splash,
Scar and Splash,
do they know any tricks?
Oscar and Splash both, they will both come up to you when you're asleep, and they'll stick a paw in your mouth.
Oh, really?
That's
a good trick.
That's a great trick. That's a real nice trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they walk across your chest, and then they just stick a paw in your mouth.
You know, people who love cats just have lots of cat stories. So if anybody wants to call in and share their cat stories with Rob, I'll tell you, I couldn't be less interested. But I know that you cat people are real intense. So give us a call here at the radio station. The number is 749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. Rob would love to hear about your cat, and he would love to tell you about his.
I just want to know why.
And then I'm going to go for a walk.
Cats think that they can walk on you.
They're like women. Women can walk on
but
you. So why can't cats walk on you?
If you saw like an elephant taking a nap, would you think, hey, I can just walk across that elephant's back?
No.
What the hell makes a cat think, hey, look, there's a big human asleep. I can just walk on it.
Yeah. Cats do that.
They do that. That's crazy.
Well, cats are very mischievous, and cats have a lot of pluck. They're very plucky creatures.
They have a lot of pluck, do they?
Yeah, they do.
They have pluck and haunches.
Mm-hmm.
That's the two things they look for in a good cat.
Yeah, pluck.
It's pluck and haunches.
Because cats will do whatever they want. They're very, very, what's the word? Very independent.
Yes, creatures. Yes, that's what they say.
They just do whatever they want.
They do whatever they want.
I prefer a dog, because a dog does what I want most of the time.
Right.
But a cat does whatever it wants.
A cat does whatever it wants. A cat doesn't need as much attention, because a cat doesn't want any attention. Except for when a cat wants attention, then it really wants attention.
So this is the fifth year you went to the Cincinnati Cat Show?
Yeah.
What year was the best?
There's people holding... They got combs and clippers and brushes.
The little bows and
little
stuff.
Spray. No, they don't... I guess you got to have them natural to be judged.
Okay, you can't put them like in little cat sweaters.
But you can, you know, use hairspray on them. And you can comb them, and you can brush them, and you can pamper them, and you can... I don't know, but... Yeah, my cats eat the cheap food out of the huge bag, and they drink regular tap water, and so my cats aren't show cats. But there you go. That's now you know a little bit more about Oscar, Rocky, Scar, and Splash.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll talk about Noelle.
Noelle?
Noelle.
Who's Noelle?
She's the Afghan that lives there with the four cats.
What is she doing there?
She's not taking any crap off any stupid cat. That's for damn
but
sure.
But she's not your cat?
She's an Afghan hound.
Oh, a dog.
She's an Afghan hound.
Oh, so that's your dog.
Yes, she's a, which is a pretty big size.
Now, how
dog.
Do you like to have that many animals in the house? Because animals are filthy creatures.
They are. So are humans.
Yeah, but animals, they just, you know, they defecate and they shed and they got fleas. And you and I take a shower every day. Or at least I do. I don't know about
cats,
you.
Cats are probably cleaner than me.
They don't take a shower every day.
Well, they just lay around licking themselves. And then they get off a hairball up on the floor. And then I clean it up.
That's awful.
That's my life, too.
See, if your girlfriend coughed up a hairball on the floor, you wouldn't clean it up. You'd kick her out.
But the cats are cute.
I'll tell her you said
that. They stick
that.
Their paw in the water and then they'd lick their paw.
Yeah, I'll tell her
they
you
think
said
that's
that.
Fun for some reason. I don't
749-1444. It's a Chris and Rob show. We can talk about dogs if you want to.
Anything to add?
Not really. It's time for a word from our sponsor. We have sponsors now here at this radio station.
Oh, good.
No more underwriters. We just have sponsors from now on.
Okay, good.
So are you ready for a word from our... This is actually more of a public service announcement than it is a sponsor.
Okay.
Okay? This is the Chris and Rob Show. 749-1444. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, kids. Playing inside rusty old refrigerators is dangerous and stupid. Getting inside a rusty old refrigerator is like getting inside your own coffin. If the door shuts while you're inside, you could be trapped and buried alive in a landfill. You will only die sooner as the airtight refrigerator fills with your own carbon dioxide that you exhale as you scream in lonely, dark desperation. So play it safe this year. Remember, only the stone kids play inside rusty old refrigerators.
How many people have cats?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, 10. Now... Let me ask you this. Do you trust them? Because I've got to get a pair of cat handcuffs and I got to get them right away. Just the little ones that go around the little front paws. Or maybe the manacles of four that get all four paws. But what a drag. I found out my cat was embezzling from me. You think you know a cat for 10 years? He pulls something like this. Found out while I was away, he would go out to the mailbox, pick up the checks, take him down to the bank and cash him, disguised as me. He had the little kitty arrow through the head, and the little kitty bunny ears. And I wouldn't have caught him, but I went outside to his house where he sleeps, and there was about $3,000 worth of cat toys out there. And you can't return them because they have spit all over them. So now I'm stuck with $3,000 worth of cat toys. Sure, they're fun. Got the little rubber mouse, has a bell inside of it. Boy, I hate it when it goes under the sofa. Whoa, give me that, give me that, give me that.